We go now to the recent string of deadly crashes for Amtrak. Last week, a train carrying GOP lawmakers struck a truck on the tracks in rural Virginia. One person was killed. Then on Sunday, a passenger train traveling from New York to Miami hit a stationary freight train in South Carolina, killing two people and injuring at least 116 others. It's the fourth fatal Amtrak incident in less than 2 months. There have been derailments, crashes, safety issues seem to be on the rise for Amtrak. There was the deadly crash outside Seattle that killed three people in December. Then just yesterday, two sections of an Amtrak high-speed Acela headed for New York's Penn Station from D.C. broke apart at 125 miles an hour. No one was injured in that incident. Bart Janssen is here, transportation reporter for USA Today. Bart, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Bart, is there a pattern here, and can we divine anything about what's going on with Amtrak?
Well, it does seem like a rash of accidents, but in each of the cases, the cause appears to be different. And so all of the investigations are still ongoing. But in each of the cases, you know, one, you have a grade level crossing where a vehicle is on the tracks. Most people wouldn't blame the railroad for that. On the South Carolina incident, a switch was set in such a way to direct the train directly into a freight train. And so they're investigating why the switch was set that way. And that's track that is not owned by Amtrak. It was owned by the freight company. But in Washington State, the engineer has told investigators that he missed a reduced speed limit sign. And so he headed into a 30-mile-an-hour curve at 80 miles an hour. So different causes, but yet a lot of attention focused on Amtrak lately.
Different causes. Investigators look at each one of these accidents by themselves. And then at what point do they try to draw lines between them, if there are any lines to be drawn?
Well, they absolutely look for comparisons. We just had a result of an investigation yesterday dealing with a local transit where had a couple of trains in different locations run into the holes at the ends of tracks, and they found commonality in that, which was sleep deprivation. The engineers were tired. So they will look for common themes. One common theme among Amtrak crashes has been the notion that Congress ordered railroads to install automatic braking technology called positive train control to try to slow down or stop trains if the engineer is not responsive. That might have prevented some of these crashes, but safety experts also warned that it wouldn't stop all of them, such as the garbage truck with the train with the Republican lawmakers on board. And in the South Carolina crash, the system was actually turned off as they upgraded the track for this technology. So it's not the be-all, end-all, but it is one thing that safety experts, Congress, all agree they would like to see installed.
We'll stress again that positive train control wouldn't prevent all of these accidents that we're talking about, Bart Janssen. But in the meantime, before this technology is nationwide, is anyone getting a big picture handle on how to improve safety at Amtrak?
Well, the newest CEO, Richard Anderson, just took control of the railroad. He comes from the airline industry. He was a longtime executive at Delta. And he is promoting safety as the railroad's top priority. He says he wants to improve the culture of safety there. But as we see, there are training problems, miscommunications, and perhaps even mechanical problems, such as we saw with the cars uncoupling yesterday on the Acela. So they have some work to do. But from the top, the new CEO, Anderson, does want to instill a culture of better safety on the railroad.
Well, that Acela uncoupled between New York and D.C. yesterday, Bart Janssen, at 125 miles an hour in the morning. I was on that very line later in the afternoon, and I can tell you, passengers were talking about it, even in the quiet car.
Yes, I mean, these accidents and incidents are rare, but particularly with the fatal accidents, catastrophic. The 2015 accident, which killed 8 people in Philadelphia, criminal charges were restored yesterday against the engineer. Amtrak and its insurers settled for $265 million in that crash because even the survivors, some were terribly injured. A chef was made quadriplegic in that accident. So the accidents are rare, and we could go over those statistics, but when they happen, they are catastrophic.
Bart Janssen, transportation reporter for USA Today. Bart, great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.